So today's daf tzaddik gimel. Tana rabbanan. Evu shosim et hasheni. Following people keep Pesach sheni. Bring a Pesach sheni. Hazavin vahazavot. Obviously we're including women. Hametzoraim vahametzoraot. V'nidot boale nidot. Vahayoldot. So here we have all examples of various tumot that cannot bring a rishon because they're more than one. Hashogigin hamusin vahamezidin. As we saw yesterday, actually the Mishnah includes shogeg ones and has a reference to a shadowy mazid who lurks in the background. And it was about him that we said that there was a chiv karet. V'tamei, this is a tamei meaning tamei lenefesh, which is the case in the pasuk, tamei meit. And misha haya b'derech rechoka. Now you're saying, Cain, lama nemar tamei, being as there's no difference between him and a mazid. What are you talking about, lama nemar tamei? Obviously, the Torah is excluding him. D'i boi l'mevad b'rishon l'shavkinam. After all, we learn from a tamei that a tamei lenefesh who wants to send ahead his korbanot cannot. So why are you telling me lama nemar tamei? That's why the pasuk is said. Either because, again, remember that it's not that simple, since according to Tosafot, if he wanted to be mittaher, even though he would be tamei until the night, he could have. Right? So there's either it means a tamei who did not do the necessary hazayah and so on in order to become tahor, yet cannot send his hazayah. Or if you hold shochtem v'zork in al, so then it would have to mean dafke if he wasn't roi. But in either event, again, it's a machlokas whether there's something unique about the tamei mate and the Torah didn't allow you, even if he would become tahor, or whether that would be the same as any other tumah. But it would be only if he wasn't mitayer himself. But in any event, the Torah has to tell us about the tamei, that the tamei cannot send whatever those circumstances are. So that's for sure not that's a ridiculous question to ask lama nemar tamei. We spoke about this yesterday. The Mishnah says we can't ask why it mentioned tamei. Ela im kein, I'm sorry. I'll restate that. Lama nemar b'derech rechoka. What's the point then of mentioning b'derech rechoka, since b'derech rechoka is a stand-in for anybody who wasn't able to bring for whatever? If he was an ones, he was a shogeg. I mean, he was unable to bring Pesach Rishon. The reason that it mentions derech rechoka is lepotro min hakaret. So it's the derech rechoka and, according to Rashi, all similar to him. That's the way Rashi learned the Mishnah. And all the cases in the Mishnah besides the Tameh will be potro min hakaret. So that, according to the Rambam, remember, there's literally a special case of Adoya b'derech rechoka. There is someone who was b'derech rechoka who then misses Pesach Sheni purposefully. He's amazing that Pesach Sheni is not going to become kaya. That's how he understood the Mishnah as well. So if you have a Tameh, those two cases, uniquely, as the Mishnah asks, so what's the difference between a Tameh and Hoya b'derech rechoka? According to Rambam, a Tameh Hoya b'derech rechoka who didn't bring the mazid of Pesach Sheni will be potter. Mashenke, someone who was a shogeg or an honest on Pesach Rishon and didn't bring b'sheni, will be chayev if he doesn't bring b'sheni the mazid. We'll see how this fits into the Shitot and the Gemara, because as the Ravid points out, it's very difficult to see how the Rambam isn't contradicting himself in paskening what appears to be like two different Shitot. Well, that's the way he's reading the Mishnah. Again, the Gemara wasn't Mashmah, the Gemara was reading the Mishnah that way. And as the Ravid says, Eino tofes derech ha-Gemara. I mean, it's all very nice. He's got his own shot here. Okay, so, Uchaman di Omar, Hurtza. Now we're talking about over here that the man di Omar who says, had he sent his korban, so he would have been Yotze, right? It was about chokas we had yesterday between Rav Sheshish and Rabbi Natan. So that Hoya b'derech rechoka, who could have sent a korban, Torah comes along to tell me that he's potter min hakaret.
Could have been, by the way, sent a korban means also that 2 months before he could have sent something.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't have to use the telephone. So it asks the Gemara, but wait, you're talking over here about nidot, yodot, generally those are female. So isha b'sheni mi mechaiva? In fact, are you saying that a woman has to bring a Pesach Sheni v'atanya? Yochol lo yosin et hasheni ela tamei nefesh v'shaya b'derech rechoka zavin u'mitzoraim u'boale nidot minayim. The Torah only mentions tamei v'aya b'derech rechoka. How do we know that zavin, who couldn't become Torah in time, mitzoraim, boale nidot, who have the same din of tumat nidah for shivat yamim, conspicuously not mentioning the nidah, only the boal nidah, obviously. We're looking for males here. Talmud lomar, ish ish. How do we see dafke ish, that nidah, not a woman? And of course we know the answer to that, as we saw earlier. Lokasha. Ha Rabbi Yossi. And ha Rabbi Yedav Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yossi is a chiev. Ish is mechuyevet. According to Rabbi Yedav Rabbi Shimon, either she b'chalal cannot bring, or she's not mechuyevet to bring. And that's consistent with the second right. time. Tana Rabban. Here we have again a three-way machloket, this time about the interrelationship of the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, and accordingly, the relationship of the Chiyuv Karet from the first to the second. There's a number of different ways of looking at it. We could look at it as two completely unrelated phenomena. You have opportunity to bring a Korban Pesach either on the first. If you miss the first, you can miss it even b'mezid. Doesn't mean you're allowed to, but had you missed it even b'mezid, you bring the second. And if you are chayev and didn't bring, whether it's the first or the second, you'd be chayev karet. There's no real interrelationship between them. Two separate holidays. And you can, obviously can't become chayev karet twice. It only gets you once. But theoretically, if you'd be shogeg on one, whichever one, you'd still be karet on the other. Still chayev karet on the other. Wouldn't matter. So you missed your Korban Pesach Rishon, you'd be chayev karet. Still have a chayev Pesach Sheni. It's not going to change anything, of course. To do a mitzvah. Well, you can. That would be one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that Pesach Sheni is a tikkun for Pesach Rishon. You miss Pesach Rishon, you still have a chance to be mitakein. If you miss your tikkun, then of course it depends on the question of the shogeganis and so on. The other way of looking at it is that Pesach Sheni is tashlumin, but not necessarily a tikkun. But it may be a din in a makeup, but in a case where there was a chiyuv, and for instance, if there was no chiyuv on Rishon, if you felt it's a makeup, then you don't bring the sheni. Let's say it was a cotton on the Rishon, it was a ger in between Rishon and Sheni. If it's only makeup, then of course you're not chayav on the sheni. You can't be chayav on the sheni if you're not chayav on the Rishon. But not necessarily is it a tikkun of the Rishon. There's really three completely different ways of looking at it. And in fact, wherever you got a chance of looking at it differently, we have a machlokas. And we have a three-way machlokas which reflects precisely that issue. So there are first shita is Rebbe shita. Chayav karet ala Rishon, then chayav karet ala sheni. Actually, if we could get you twice, we would. But the practical implication is someone who was shogeg on one or the other would be chayav karet for the one that he was based on. So says Rebbe. So it's according to Rebbe, there's no real relationship between the two of them. They stand independently, you'd be chayav karet ala sheni. So a ger should it gayez, chayav not to bring the sheni, doesn't bring the sheni, chayav karet ala sheni. Rabbi Natan Omer, chayav karet ala Rishon, yes, but the sheni is, you'd be potter on Hasheni. The Sheni is not a separate holiday to be Mechayev you separately. I say holiday, I mean a Korban, Chiyuv Korban. That's the only element of holiday in it. And Reb Chananya ben Akavya Omer, Af al Rishon eino chayav karet, ela imkein lo asat Hasheni. There's an intermittent relationship between them. The second one is not only a chance to do what you missed, but it's also a tikkun if you missed it. So you'd be chayev on Pesach Rishon, but only if you weren't mitaken by doing Pesach Sheni. The Yazal and Tamayo, these three, are following their shitot about the relationship of the two korbanot, the Tanya. Ger shenit gayer ben shnei psachim. Suppose someone becomes Jewish between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Or suppose a katan is higdil, ben shnei hapsachim. The child now reaches adulthood between Rishon and Sheni. Chayav la'asot Pesach Sheni, divrei Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, consistently, Rebbe says, look, you're chayav on it separately, we chayav karet al Rishon, chayav. So that means that Rebbe holds the two korbanot, a separate chiyuvim, and if you were potter on the first one and became chayev because you became Jewish now only this month, you'd be chayev on the sheni. So this is Rebbe, indeed consistent. Rebbe Natan Omer, kol shezakuk l'rishon zakuk l'sheni, only if you were chayev in the Rishon would you be chayev on the sheni. You cannot become chayev on the sheni by becoming a bar chiyuva, either a bar mitzvah or a ben Yisrael in between, because if you're ein zakuk l'rishon, ein zakuk l'sheni. B'mayka miflagei, what are Rebbe and Rebbe Natan arguing about? Rabbi savar sheni rega b'fnei atzmo. So clearly Rebbe holds the second chiyuv of Korban is unrelated to the first. The Torah said, bring a Pesach sheni unless you brought a Pesach rishon. So for whatever reason, because you suddenly became old enough to bring a Pesach, did you bring a Pesach rishon? No, bring a Pesach sheni. Rabbi Natan savar sheni tashlumin d'rishon. The second Pesach makes up for what's missed, but it's not a tikkun for the Rishon. So it's makeup in that you have a chance to do the mitzvah, but it's not going to take off the chiyuv karet from missing the Rishon. So tikkun il Rishon lo mitaken le. It doesn't fix the Rishon, it's just tashlum il Rishon. So you got to pay besides. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Savar, no, the whole point is that Pesach Sheni is what we call makeup in modern terms. It's a kanta the Rishon. It gives you another chance. If you didn't bring the Rishon, you have an opportunity to fix what you did by bringing a Sheni. All three of these shitot obviously are based on how they understand the Pasuk of the Torah. And let's examine that. Shloshtan mikra chadoshu, because really, there's only one source in the Torah for this whole discussion of Pesach Sheni, in which it says, Va'ich hasheru tahor. So here we're talking about someone who is not a Tami, not Baderech Rechoka. V'chadal Matzot HaPesach, V'nichreta HaNefesh HaHimei HaMeah. Okay, so first of all it says, you missed your Korban Pesach, not because you were a Chokah, not because you were Tamei, V'nichreta HaNefesh HaHimei HaMeah. But then the Pesach goes on, eh? If it just said that, so then we'd have no remiss to Pesach Sheni at all. You missed the Korban Pesach, V'nichreta HaNefesh HaHimei HaMeah. The problem is that the Pesach then continues to say, Ki Korban HaShem lo hikriv b'moado, Cheto Yisa Yishavu. And it's completely redundant. If Cheto Yisa is simply a repetition of the original V'nichreta HaNefesh HaHimei, so what do you need to justify your position? After all, he's really a bad boy because so I guess he really deserves to be Cheto Yisa Yishavu. What is that all about? So clearly that's a reference to something else. Therefore, we have different ways of understanding. Remember, the word ki korban can be understood in different ways, because ki is a lashon of shimush that serves different functions. Ki korban could be an explanation, because korban Hashem, and therefore. Ki could be if, he. This ki also serves the lashon of im. Okay, so let's take a look how we could read that. So Rebbe says, look, there's v'chadal ha'sot ha'pesach v'nichrata, that stands on its own. That means the law of Ad Rishon. He has now one possibility of Chiyuv Karet. He didn't bring his Pesach Rishon. Now continues the Pasuk to say, Inami, so this is key in the Lashon of E, and if Korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado, which is obviously a different Korban, as it already said, that Chadal la'asot ha'Pesach, what's the point of repeating? So what other Korban must it be referring to? Korban Pesach Sheni, of course. So lo hikriv b'moado b'sheni, then it says Cheto Yisai Shahu, and that means a separate Chiyuv Karet for someone who misses Pesach Sheni. So they're unrelated, we have to, one after the other. How do you know, by the way, that the word Cheto Yisa means karet? Umimayde Cheto Yisa karet. You see, Rebbe holds that the meaning of the pasuk et Hashem hu megadeh v'nichrata. He said, oh, yeah, it's just, it sits there. Dvar Hashem bazat, Hashem hu megadeh. What exactly is that, Hashem hu megadeh? So, the way that we generally use the word megadeh is curse, in which case it would mean mevarech et Hashem. But there is another shita of megadeh by inference. The megadeh would mean he is megadeh Hashem by basically doing things to Avodah Zorah, which are not mechayev them for the Avodah Zorah. So let's say he's Mizamer, Mishorer, the Avodah Zorah. So he is Megadeh Hashem by his activities to the Avodah Zorah. That's how some hold. Now, if you hold Megadeh is Mevarech Hashem, where it says Beferush, V'nichretan Nefeshahi. Now, we know by Mevarech Hashem, it says that Ishish ki kalel Elohav v'nasa cheto. So there's a place where we have Nasa, the same lashon we have over here, cheto yisa. There it says v'naso cheto. If by Hashem and Megadeh it says V'nichreta, and Megadeh is Mikalel, so then we now have an equation. V'nasa cheto equals V'nichreta. Once we know that, then we can learn the Gemara. We can learn out Hai Cheto Dehacha V'Cheto Yisa by Korban Pesach Sheni Alibar Rabbi Akiva. We can learn it out from Cheto Yisa Dehacha. Now learn that out from the words that appear by the Mikalel. Mala Halan Karet, which we learned from Megadeh, which is Mikalel according to Rabbi Akiva. Av Kanami Karet. So we have two separate mentions of Karet. One in the same Pasuk, V'nichreta, referring to Chadala Sota Pasak, which is Pesach Rishon. And then we have Cheto Yisa, which is the reference to Korban Hashem Lo'asa B'Mo'adon, to Pesach Sheni. Two separate Chiyuvim, unlinked, and therefore it could become Chayef Karet for Rishon and for Sheni. And therefore, if you end up becoming a Katan or a Ger in between, separate Chiyuv Karet for Nasa Karet. English speaking. Yeah, but we're referring to the Nifrit. Yeah, Nifrit and the Pasuk is one of them. Yeah, we're only looking at the lotion of Vinasa.
Because you have both things. You have the Skiva and you have the Karet. Here's only the Karet.
So that's not one of the double Karets. It's like the in-between would be part of the second. Not that you would get the Karets once, bring back life and come up.
Yeah, correct. No, the Nafkamina would mean if you're shogun on one or the other also. Right? So either way, you'd be high of Karet.
And only from Hatan does not apply because it's not really an onus from Minashamayim.
Your brain works too quickly and it's keyword to your mouth and it's difficult for other people.
I'm assuming you have an onus from Hatan would not apply.
Can you put a resistor in it in the circuit? That's all. Yeah, every skila includes a karet by definition. Yeah, but not every karet includes. Yeah, but no, he has a zeres shava. But the meaning of vinasa is.
Yeah, I'm saying, I remember the words where they apply in onshim benatim also to like the package is also.
Yeah, but not to understand what the meaning is of the word vinasa chetam. It's what's called gilui milta. Yeah, I mean that's the question. That's fine. Rabbi Natan, on the other hand, reads the pasuk like this: V'chadal azot ha'pasach Menichreta. Okay. Key. The key here is to be read. The high key, lashon dahal. Because, in other words, korban Hashem lo ikrivu mavado. Because of the fact that he didn't take advantage of the opportunity to bring the korban Hashem at the time, meaning Berishon. The cheto yisa has nothing to do with this. So what do you mean? So why cheto yisa mayomet? What's the point of mentioning cheto yisa at all then? No, the point is very simple. He holds that Megadev does not refer to Mevorach Hashem. Therefore, he has the whole limbut in exactly the inverse. He learns cheto dehatam mehar cheto dehacha. According to him, the mekor that cheto yisa equals karet is adarabah, is Pesach Rishon, our pasuk. Since v'nichrata and cheto yisa are both in the same pasuk and referring to the same thing, because the key is to be understood as dira, because of the fact that he wasn't marked with korban Hashem b'mo'ado, so we now know that cheto yisa equals karet, and that's the only reason it mentions cheto yisa. Now that we know that it equals karet, so now we know that the mekalel, where it says ki kalel alohav v'nasa cheto, doesn't mention b'feirush karet. Now we know that a mekalel is chayav karet. It's beautiful. The two are into two dinim. Are interdependent either one way or the other. So ma hacha karet af hatam by mikalel, where it says v'natzach cheto, is also karet. And what about Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, who holds that the risheni is a tikkun rishon, and if you do the shading, you're not chayav karet on the rishon. So Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya sabar v'chadal lasot apasach v'nichrata. But he says this means ki in the lashon of im v'nichrata when ikor banashem lo ikri b'mo'ado. If you do not go ahead and bring the Korban Hashem, referring to Basheni, in time, then v'nichrata on the Rishon. But if you still have an option to bring Pesach Sheni, then you can always make use of that option to avoid the v'nichrata. If that's a tikkun. So from here we see it's a tikkun. Now, according to him, so what's the point of repeating cheto yisa? Hai cheto yisa mayavid. No, he agrees with Rabbi Natan in that. Cheto yisa is a reference to the karet aforementioned. Why do we need to know it? Only to be a megala on the meaning of what cheto means by a mekalel. So in other words, Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya both hold that the posuk over here is referring to one karet, the karet of the Pesach Rishon. According to Rabbi Natan, there are no options given to him for tikkun at all. There's only an explanation. Because you didn't bring the korban Hashem b'mo'ado, therefore nivenichrita. Cheto yisa is irrelevant to our din. It's here only to be megala on the halacha mikalel. According to Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, there is a reference to Pesach Sheni over here. The korban Hashem b'mo'ado is the Pesach Sheni. And what it's saying is, only if and only if you also didn't bring your Pesach Sheni, then you're chayev for the Rishon karet. But you'd never be chayev independently for the Sheni karet. There's no separate mention of the Sheni. And as a matter of fact, I agree with Rabbi Natan, there's no separate chiyuv on the Sheni. So someone who wasn't in a position to be chayav on Pesach Rishon has no business bringing a Pesach Sheni. Makes sense. Hilkach. I mean, that doesn't take account of blackouts and things like that, but Hilkach.
Oh,
besides that. So now, if a person b'mezid didn't bring Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so then everybody's in the same position. There's no way to get everybody holds your chayav karet. Of course, you can only be chayav karet once, so there's no practical difference in saying that according to Rebbe you're chayav twice. That's meaningless. So if you're b'mezid, then you'd be chayav. Shagag b'zeh b'zeh, tivrakol patur. Nobody obviously is chayav karet for a shogeg. Hezid b'rishon v'shagag b'sheni. Here we get to an interesting question. Someone was amazed that the fact that he didn't bring his makeup in Korban Pesach Sheni was not his fault. He was a shogeg. Now, according to Rebbe, we understand, according to Rebbe, the chiyuv was separately a chiyuv karet. The second one was not going to be metaken after chiyuv karet anyway. That's irrelevant. So according to Rebbe, you would be chayev because you were amazed on the Rishon. There's nothing to do with why you didn't make it up. Le Rebbe Natan as well, because after all, Rebbe Natan holds you can never make up anyway what you do with the Sheni. You can just have tashlumen, but you can't be metaken. So according to Rebbe Natan as well, you missed the Pesach Rishon, the Mezid, there's a Chiyuv Karet. The Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, your Chiyuv Karet was dependent on your not doing Pesach Sheni, and over here, you're not doing a Pesach Sheni, was a Shogeg. since it all boils down to how did I end up treating Pesach Sheni, so even though I was amazed at Berishon, since it wasn't my fault that I didn't bring the Sheni, according to me, it would be Potter. Shagag Berishon. I suppose it was not my fault I didn't bring in the Rishon. But I could have brought in the Sheni, I bedafka didn't. Hezid b'Sheni. So obviously, according to Rebbe, you would be Chayev because he holds his two separate Chiyuvim. I didn't keep my second Chiyuv, Chayev independently to the second Chiyuv. But according to Rebbe Natan and Rebbe Hanani ben Akavya, the source of the Chiyuv Karet can only be the Rishon. Therefore, if I was a Shogeg Berishon, it doesn't matter that I was amazed at Bashini, because I never was in a position to be Mechayev myself. Right? All I did was lose out on the opportunity to bring a Korban Pesach. Therefore, I would be Patur. A Zohi Derech Rechoka. What actually defines a Derech Rechoka? In other words, do we have an objective definition of Derech Rechoka, or does it have to do with the conveyances that are available to you, the amount of traffic that's on the road? Are there, I mean, you could certainly, if you took a helicopter in, you could get in from quite a distance. So what exactly is it defined by? Says the Mishnah, it's defined by an actual distance. Min ha-modi'in v'lachutz uch midat ruach divrei Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a distance of a circle, which modi'in would be one point on the circumference of that circle. So anywhere to that which you will see is 15 kilometers. 15 miles. What's that? As the crow fly?
Yeah. Yeah. From the border? Or from the
Beit HaMikdash? Well, actually, we'll see. It's a Machlokas Ulan Rabbi Yehuda later on. But, yeah, okay. I don't know. Really? 20 kilometers to Givon Sefer? That's impossible. Tel Aviv is 40 kilometers.
That's
by road. You're talking about because of ups and downs. I'm not talking about distance.
I'm just talking about how long that will
take. Yeah, but that doesn't count. I mean, that's Drachim.
Okay, so like cutting through.
Yeah, we're talking about straight across.
Profile.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
The circumference of the circle.
The whole country isn't that big.
It's not yet anymore.
We need Barnea's map.
Is this the third definition of suburbs?
Well, yeah, to some extent, yes. They're actually called Barnea. So that distance is Rabbi Akiva is the shear. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Meskupata Zarav Alachutz. If you're not in the doorway, then you're Bederach Rechoka. Omar Rabbi Yossi, the reason that we have in the word Rechoka, on top of the hay, we have a dot in the Sefer Torah. So the Fichach Nakud al Hahay, because that always, the Nakud always says delete. So on one level, this can be read as not being here. To tell me that it's not meant to be taken literally. Lo Mipnei Rechok Badai. Not because it's actually and literally far, but rather because it's effectively far. In other words, once you're not in the Azara, you might as well be on the move, as far as I'm concerned. Elam Yeskupata Azara, V'lachutz. Omar Ula. Min ha-modi'im l'Yerushalayim is a distance of 15 milin havya. Now, obviously, the way that this works out is because Tzavallah. Ki odi omar rabba barbachana omar rabbi yochana. Kama mehalech adam biyom. In other words, I'm not given, I don't know the distance. I have to figure it out, because I didn't measure the distance from Modi'im to Yerushalayim. But I know that the meaning here is that I'm in a position in which I can't get in during the time of the Shechita, I can't get into Yerushalayim. So that means that if at the moment that the Shechita begins, I'm in Modi'in, I won't be able to make it. Which has to mean that it's 15 mil. Why? Because he holds, as Rabbi Barbachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan points out, Kama Mahalech Adam Biyom Asara Parsaot. A person walks during the course of the day 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. It's 40 kilometers in a day, beginning from Alot Hashachar. Ne Alot Hashachar Vada Netzach Hama. This is our 72 minutes. That's our 72 minutes here, which we allow the 18 minutes here per. So we have Chameshet Milim, which is one parsa plus a mil. Mishkiata Chama V'Atzeta Kokavim is the same 72 minutes. That's another Chameshet Milim. Parshalu Tlatin, so you're left with 30 kilometers. A mil is approximately a kilometer. You're left with 30 kilometers between the time of the Tzeta, of the Netzach Chama, until the time of Shkia. That means that from daybreak, Mitzafra, from the Netz, until noon, Mepalgani Yuma, you would have 15, Chamesha Mitzafra, Mepalgani Yuma, and you'd have Chamesha Mepalgani Yuma, Lurta. You would now have another 15 mil to get there just in time for the closing Shechita. So as long as you were within 15 mil, you could make it. That's the way Rashi learns. The Rambam understands Ula as beginning from the morning. Somebody who begins walking won't get there in time for the Zman HaShechita at the beginning. Yeah, which is, okay, strange. And that's how he brings the halacha in Mishnah Torah. Now, this is Ula Lataime, the Omar Ula, Ezoi Derech Rechoka, Ko She'en Yachol Likanes B'Sha'at Shchita. So Ula V'Shitato means if you can't make it during the time of Shchita, then you're B'Derech Rechoka. Again, this is talking about, as the Torah always does, in a primitive situation. It was where we strip you down to the most primitive situation. A human being walks. Anything beyond walking is a level of sophistication that we're not talking to. And the Dibrat Tarakir Hashon B'nei Adam, therefore, is B'Derech Rechoka, despite the fact that if you're on any kind of conveyance, you can easily make it during the Zman Shchita. This is what we define. Good. Now, Obama, Me'alota Shachar Ad Netzach Hamacha Meshit Milin. You say that as if it's a given. In other words, where do you get that from?
So does that mean you couldn't do it if you had another test?
Of course, it means you couldn't do it if you hold, exactly. If you hold a Rav Shesha, then you couldn't do it, despite the fact that you can get there.
Just
you can't send ahead.
Because in case they send a message, you can't have telephone.
No, if you're there, you're there. But if you're not there, you can't send ahead. You say, but what do you mean? I could make it. So make it. Yeah. If you're there, I mean, we're not arguing with the fact that you're there, then you're no longer but Derech Rechoka. Which can't
say.
Oh, that's the question. Anytime during Shat HaShchita is the way Rashi is learning. Which is reasonable. We'll see. Oh, boy.
You could also be there in Derech Rechoka. Once I'm that far, even if I could get
to my helicopter. Okay, let's see. So you will develop. So now, but where does this come from? And we now, is this experimental data that we're talking about? By the way, Tosfos says, why not just experimental data? Why not? What are we doing all this theoretical discussion and measure the distance from Modi'in to Yerushalayim, and then you'll know. I mean, why are we having all this discussion? And we even have Machlokesin about it. We'll see Rabbi Yehuda that argues. Go out and check. Says Tosfos, we can no longer check because of the current situation. In other words, either changes in topography, changes in the roads. There's no way for us to go in the way that they could go directly from Modi'in to Yerushalayim. And traffic, as we'll see, traffic jams don't count. I was going to discuss what about traffic jams.
That Machlokesin. You missed the profile. You never count
check. There's a big Machlokesin between Modi'in and Yerushalayim.
Oh, it's the Matzom that causes all the problems. That's it.
Is the mode of measurement the same as it is for Tom Shabbat? The extended
right. The artist, right.
And the extended to the cover.
That's interesting. I don't know whether we take into consideration that little diagonal between the guy's feet and the next guy's chest.
The whole road, not square.
Right. No, certainly that not. But he's saying it's terms of measurement. We're talking literally as the crow flies. We're talking about Magdichim. The halakhic crow flies.
Is Tum Shabbat as a crow flies?
Almost. Remember, Tum Shabbat includes the measurement which is measured with a slight take into consideration of an angle. Remember, we start at the feet and go to the other guy's, from one guy's feet to the other guy's chest with the rope. And then we keep, but it's a rope of Hamishim Amot, so there's always going to be a little diagonal on it if the hill's steep enough. Fine. So, anyway, let's again, though. Gemara seems to be saying, despite the fact that we're not going to look at experimental data for Modi'in, it's a given, says Ula, I know, that a person walks from Alot HaShachar to Netzachem HaMeshet Milin. Is that based on some given in the Torah? In other words, where do we get that from? Minola. Ah, because it's interesting that the Torah actually gives coordinates for that amount of time. Because it says in the story of Lot and his runaway from Sodom to Tzoar, so it says, HaShemesh Yatzal Haaretz VeLot Bo Tzoara. So there we started off, Kamo HaShachar Allah. We start off, the Malachim are pushing. Vayaitzu HaMalachim. We're leaving now. We have to leave this minute. Okay, they leave this minute. They grab them by the hands and they're running. They arrive in Tzoar at the Beit HaChama. So they started at Alot HaShachar, Kamo HaShachar Allah, and they came at HaShemesh Yatzal Aretz. That's a description of the distance between Alot HaShachar and Netz. And Rabbi Chanina said, I actually measured that distance. L'didi Chazili Ahuatra. There are 5 mil between the town of Sodom and the town of Tzoar. Those 5 mil, the Torah says, is optimum. I mean, you've got Malachim over here pushing and pulling and so on. So optimally, that's distance that is covered between Alot and Tzeit. And therefore, we can use that as our definition of the 72 minutes, so to speak.
He didn't stop walking too much when his wife turned his ball around.
Well, his steps might have lightened a bit.
Don't worry about that.
Gufa, Amarula. Ezoi derech rechoka, ko she'en yachol likanes b'sha'at shchita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ko she'en yachol likanes b'sha'at achila. I mean, this on the surface, the son's really wild. In other words, he's now increasing the time to go until Chatzot. It's amazing. I mean, he's adding on another 6 hours to this whole deal.
He wouldn't be adding just a few minutes.
Oh, so that's the question. Could it be that they're arguing not that they got about the distance from Modi'in? That's what Tosfos says. This is crazy. What does that mean? First of all, can't we get Rabbi Yonah? Can't we take a look and so on? Okay, for that he says istatum drachim. That's very nice. But he says another fascinating thing. He says if you hold that Rabbi, like Rabbi Akiva, that you've got a problem of tumin being deoraisa, so then the most that Rabbi Yehuda is allowing is time for an additional instead of a 15 meal, basically what you have now is another 2,000 amot. There's not a big difference between the two shitot. That's already tolerable. I have to get within the tum of Yerushalayim in the time that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Ula holds, I have to actually be there. Okay, that's not so bad. That's a slight difference. So it's a difference of
1:15.
That's what he means. As long as I can get in there, but I mean, in order to get in there, of course, I have to be in the tum. All right, so it ends up, he says that that's the way that the Rishalmi learns it, or at least the Mashmot in Rishalmi, is that we're not talking about a big difference between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda, even on the surface it seems to be very big. You know, I got a problem for both you and for Rabbi Yehuda in terms of inconsistencies in your chat. The didach kasha problem with you. You learned that the issue over here is arrival during the time of Shechita, right? Now, what about a tamei sheret? Tamei sheretz ein yachol ikanes b'shat Shechita. Your personal Shechita, as we saw earlier, was shochtim v'zarkin tamei sheretz. I don't understand. So according to you, if the definitive moment is the shat Shechita, not the shat akila, so then how do you hold that shochtim v'zarkin tamei sheretz every time Sheretz is the equivalent of a Haya B'derek Rechoka. Because you can't come in. You're telling me that what defines it is the Shat Shechita. So you're saying, even though the Haya B'derek Rechoka could have made it B'shat Achila, I don't care. So how come when it comes to the Tamei Sheretz, you say that you do care? Why is the moment suddenly for a Tamei Sheretz, it's okay even though he can't come, as long as he can make it B'shat Achila? So all of a sudden, B'shat Achila in the same pasuk. I explained that. Rabbi Yehuda had the same problem in the inverse. Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that the definitive moment is your ability to eat. So he says, Kol she'yachol ikanes b'shat achila is not considered to be b'derek rechoka. And yet, madly, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that ain't shochtim cannot tamei sheret. But tamei sheret she'yachol ikanes b'shat achila. The whole point of the tamei sheret is that he could make it b'shat achila. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't shochtim cannot tamei sheret. So both of you have inverted your shitot. Make up your mind. Is the moment that's important to us shat shchita, or is the moment shat achila? Answers Ula to him, cool on off, Lola Didi Kasha, Lola Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, then neither of us have a problem. The Didi Lo Kasha, I don't have a problem because even though there is a p'tur in the Derech Rechokah to someone who, in fact, was roy to eat this evening, according to me, and that roy to eat would be enough to be mechayev you by a Tamei Sheretz, the whole point of the distinction between Derek Rechokah and Tumah is this. The Derek Rechokah means someone who is unable to be Nichnas B'Shat Shechita, because the idea over there is La'asot at HaPasach, so you La'asiyas HaPasach is the Shechita, and therefore the Torah says, your Potter, Masha Enkein, the din of the Tumah is because of Achila. Therefore, there's no comparison between the two. So therefore, what I say, L'didi Lo Kasha, Derek Rechokah is defined for a Tahor. Ain derech rechoka the tanei. So the derech rechoka, which is dependent in asiya, because there it says, but derech lo haya v'chadal la'asot. What's the la'asot? In shechita. It says tuma. Tuma obviously is a din in achila, because that's the problem. So you see, that's the tamei lenefesh. But Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's also not a problem, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the meaning of asher haya tamei? As we said before, it could be a tamei meis, even on his final day, because, and that's how he learned, remember we said earlier, Rabbi Yitzchak, we have a tamei, these people were all tamei meis, because they had been kover a meis mitzvah, and Shvi was the day of Asiyas HaPesach, and he says, tamei sheretz rachmon adakha, because it's tamei sheretz, is a tamei meis b'yom shvi shelo. It's the same situation. Ish ish tiyeh tamei lenefesh, mi lo ashkinu shechal shvi shelo liyot b'verav ha-pesach, Nonetheless, afilo achni amarach mana litchi. So the Torah over there is telling us that I have no choice but to actually become tar, according to Tosfos, or it wouldn't even help to become tar. But okay, this you can see how. But you can see how this relates to the issue previously, whether it would be possible to be tar, whether that if you could make yourself tar. But here he's comparing tamei sheretz as an absolute. So since the Torah said by the tamei mate, there's nothing to do. Therefore, the tamei sheretz is not dependent any longer in my ability to eat. Mashenkin the derech rechoka, where the Torah never assured me to eat over there. You know, as long as I can get him to eat, it should be fine. Va'afilo achi omarach wana litchi. The Torah said you dochi him as a gzerat hakatuv essentially, but he wants to leave. Okay, we started today from the Tanarabon. Despite that, if he doesn't bring, put him in a karet. If lo ikribu moado, meaning b'sheni, cheto yisa, meaning karet. Umimayde cheto yiso karetu, kasava megadeh, et Hashem umegadeh, v'nichrata anu mevorech Hashem, uchti mevorech et Hashem, ki kalel olahad v'nasa cheto, in which case, gomar hai cheto dahat, hami cheto dahat. Ma lo halan karet, avka nami karet, rabin natan savar, v'chada lazot ha-pesach v'nichrata, hai ki lashon dahau. Ovi kamar hachmana. V'nichrata lama, da korban Hashem lo ikribu moado, meaning b'rishon, so why mention cheto yisa again, my habitle, kasava megadeh v'lam anu mevorech et Hashem, in which case, mevorech et Hashem, cheto yisa, גמר הייכת הודעתם מהייכת הודעך מהרך כרת אף אתם כרת ובכלל מן הקו יסבר וכדה לעשות הפרצח ונכבת אם קורבן השם לא יקריב במועדו so it's conditional meaning בשני and what about חתו יסם I have the same thing as רבי נתן תהיו כך הזיד בזה ובזה דיבר כה חייב שגג בזה ובזה דיבר כה פטור הזיד בראשון ושגג בשני לרב אבל רבי נתן מחייבת ובחנני בן הקוויה פטור שגג בראשון וזיד בשני לרבי חייב רבי נתן ובחנני בן הקוויה פטור איזו היא דרך רחוקה מן המודיעים ולחוץ וכמידתה לכל רוח דבר רבי עקיבא רבי אליעזר אומר מי סקופת העזרה ולחוץ אומר רבי יוסי לפיכך נוקוד על ה' שבדרך רחוקה לומר לא מפני שרחוק ודאי אלא מי סקופת העזרה ולחוץ אומר אולה מן המודיעים לירושלים 15 ממן הארץ סבל הקיוד אומר רבא ברבא חנן רבי יוחד כמה מהלך אדם ביום עשרה פרסאות מעלות השחר ועד הנצח חמשת בימים. משקיעת החמה עצית הכוכבים חמשת בימים. פרשולות לטין, חמיסר מצף לפגל יומה, וחמיסר בפגל יום ליורתה. ולדתיים, יאמרו לה, זוהי דרך רחוקה, כל שיכול להיכנס בשעת שחיטה. אומר מה מעלות השחר עד הנצח חמשת בימים מנהלה, וכתיב, וכמו שחר עלה ויעיצו המלאכים, וכתיב, השמש יצא על הארץ ולא בו צערה. ויאמר רבי חנינא לדידי חזי ואהובתרא, והאב חמישה מימין, גופה. אמרו לה, זוהי דרך רחוקה, כל שאני יכול להיכנס בשעת שחיטה. רבי יהודה אמר, כל שאני יכול להיכנס בשעת אכילה. אומר לה, רבא לאולה, לדידך קשה רבי יהודה קשה. לדידך קשה דאמר, כל שאני יכול להיכנס בשעת שחיטה. אתה משרץ, אין יכול להיכנס בשעת שחיטה. וכאמרת, you yourself, שוכנים וזאת כנעת המשרץ. רבי יהודה קשה דאמר, כל שאני יכול להיכנס בשעת אכילה. אתה משרץ, זה יכול להיכנס בשעת אכילה. Nonetheless, רבי יהודה שיטה, אין שוכנים וזאת כנעת המשרץ. אמר לה, לא, לדידי קשה, לא, רבי יהודה קשה. לדידי לא קשה, דרך רחוקה was only mentioned לטהור, ואין דרך רחוקה לטמא. רבי יהודה לא קשה, טמא שרץ, אך מה נדע? What are we supposed to do? גזירת הכתוב. תקריב איש איש גט, טמא לנפש מלא, אז כאילו שכה שביש שלו. להיות ברב הפסח, which is the equivalent of a טמא שרץ. ואפילו אחי אמר אחמן, אני לא איתכם. Tan rabban on ayam et chutz modin yochli kanis besusinim with radim yochli echayav. Tamud omar ubederek lo ayam. Ayam et lifnim en amodin ein yochli kanis v'nei gemalim ukrando to makot ato yochli echayav. Tamud omar ubederek lo ayam. Lo ayam ubederek. Okay.